Welcome to Weekend Wisdom by Creating a Family. This is Creating a Family's short, quick, to the point, answering your questions weekly podcast. We also have our regular podcast, Creating a Family. It's an hour-long interview with an expert, but this is intended just to get to the heart of what your real questions are. So that's a great way to say you guys should be sending us your questions. We have a question today from Brittany. Brittany says, I'm a nurse and I'm very aware of the benefits of breast milk. I always imagined I would get breast milk from a milk bank if I adopted. Just recently, I read that there aren't many milk banks around and that they can have supply issues and be very expensive. I then stumbled upon adoptive parents inducing lactation to feed their adopted baby. How common and easy is this? Is it successful? And does never being pregnant before and or having small breasts have an effect? Great questions, Brittany. The answer is it's not very common because it's not very easy, but it can be done. So normally, when pregnant, the natural production of breast milk or lactation is triggered by the interplay between three hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and the human placental lactogen or prolactin. So at delivery, after the baby is born, levels of estrogen and progesterone fall, allowing the hormone prolactin to increase, and that initiates milk production. So induced lactation depends on the successful replication of this process. So ideally, you would need months in advance to prepare, and your healthcare provider would likely prescribe hormone therapy, such as supplemental estrogen and progesterone, to mimic the effects of pregnancy. This hormone therapy, as I said, ideally would last a number of months. After about 2 months before you expect to start breastfeeding, or when you think the adoption will happen, you will likely stop hormone therapy and begin pumping your breast. And it would be important to use a hospital-grade electric breast pump, which you can rent. This encourages the production and the release of the prolactin. You will likely not be able to supply all the milk your baby needs, and thus you will need to supplement with formula or donated breast milk. You need to do your own research on the safety of donated breast milk. You might want to consider using something called a supplemental feeding aid that delivers the donor breast milk or the formula through a device that you tape and attach to your breast. So when the baby sucks on your breast, they are getting the donated milk or the formula. The supplemental feedings can also be given, obviously, with a bottle. Something that people don't realize is that many lactation specialists will have information on this and can support you. So check with a lactation specialist, but ask that question first. And the answer to your last question was, if you have breastfed in the past, it will likely be easier. And honestly, I don't know, and I've never read anything about the size of the breast having an impact on the success. Success does depend on how old the baby is at adoption. You didn't mention, Brittany, whether you were adopting a newborn, whether the child has been breastfed in the past or bottle fed, how motivated the mother. This is not an easy process, so you've got to be fairly motivated to make this happen. It also somewhat depends on how you define success. As I said, you're likely not going to be able to provide the milk for all of your baby. The best feeding method is a well-fed baby, keeping that in mind. So I hope that answered your question. Creating a Family has an entire section on breastfeeding the adopted child that covers all of this, plus a lot more information, including information on various herbal supplements that might be helpful. You can find it at our website, creatingafamily.org. Hover over the word adoption in the horizontal menu, click on adoption topics, and I think it's on the very first row is breastfeeding the adopted child. So check it out. Also, before I leave, let me mention that some adult adoptees oppose the idea of adoptive moms breastfeeding. Some oppose, some do not, but it's worth doing some reading on why some adoptees oppose this practice. Before I let you go, let me tell you about some free courses that we offer here at Creating a Family. They are given to you through the sponsorship and partnership we have with the Jockey Being Family Foundation. We have a library full of wonderful courses. They are free. You can use them as for continuing education if you need that, because we have a certificate of completion, but you don't have to have that. You could just want to be improving your parenting or your upcoming parenting. You can check it out at bit.ly/JBF support. That's bit.ly/JBF support. Thank you for listening to this week's Week in Wisdom. If you liked it, please tell a friend to subscribe. And you can do that just by subscribing to the regular creatingafamily.org podcast on whatever app it is you are currently listening to this. Check you out next week.